Now, girls, I'm going to speak to you for a few minutes. I want you to listen really well. And we'll put a picture up of a... Should there be an extra picture on there, please? Thanks, John. Right. I wonder, girls, do you ever look like this? I wonder if you ever done something wrong. Maybe there has writing appeared on the wall of the house. Or maybe something's got broken in the house. Or something's got really messed up. And you're asked by mummy or daddy, did you do this? Your face goes down and says, no, not me. And if you did do it, but you say you didn't do it, that is to deny. To deny means you're saying something is not true, that is really true. So if you did write on the wall, please don't do this, but if you do write on the wall at home, and mummy or daddy say, did you do that? And you say, no, I didn't do that. It was my sister, my brother, whoever, the dog, whoever. You are denying it. And today we're going to think about somebody who denied that he was someone. We shoot on the next picture. Last week, with the boys, girls, we were thinking about how Jesus was arrested. Jesus hadn't done anything wrong, but because the religious leaders hated him and were jealous of him, they went and got him taken away. And he was taken away to go and appear in front of some very important people to find out what the truth was. But Peter, he wanted to find what was going to happen to Jesus. So he followed girls at a distance. It was a cold night, and he came into the courtyard near where Jesus was, and he went to the fire where the soldiers and the other people were warming themselves. And as he was there for a while, we see in the next picture, a servant girl said to him, you are one of them. You were with Jesus. And this is where Peter denied. He says, no, I don't know this Jesus. I'm not a follower of this Jesus. You have got it wrong. And after he said that, girls, a rooster crowed. Cock-a-doodle-doo, it crowed at that moment. And then Peter moved away. And then a wee while later, the girl said again, you are one of them. We know you're one of them because the way you talk. Peter was from the top of the country, Galilee. He talked with an accent. We know you're one of them. And Peter says, no, I am not one of them. I'm not a follower of the Lord Jesus. And then he moved away again. And then a wee while later, another servant came. And the servant said, you definitely are one of those people. You are a follower of Jesus. And for the third time, Peter says, no, I am not a follower of Jesus. And at that moment, the rooster, it crowed again. Peter remembered what Jesus said. He looked around. He could see Jesus. Jesus looked at him. Jesus knew what he had done. And the next picture, Peter goes out and he wept bitterly because he had denied that he was a follower of Jesus. He had denied that he loved Jesus. And girls, when you come to trust in Jesus, which we hope you do, and become our follower, Jesus, you're not to be like Peter. You're not to say, I don't know Jesus. You have to be strong. You have to be brave. You have to stand up and say, I belong to Jesus, when people ask that question. I remember years ago, girls, I worked in England. And first day I arrived at this place, it was a rubbish dump. I got a great job working on a rubbish dump. And I went into the canteen, and everybody in the canteen were using bad language, and they were doing lots of things. And one of the men quickly said to me, are you one of those born-again renegades, was the word he used. It means, are you a follower of Jesus? What would I say? And thankfully, God helped me to say, yes, I belong to Jesus. Yes, I am a Christian. And that's what we have to do, girls, when we're asked. We have to say, yes, we belong to Jesus. And we can deny we belong to Jesus, girls, not just with our words like Peter, but we can deny we belong to Jesus by our actions. If we say we belong to Jesus but don't meet with God's people to worship him and to learn about him, if we say we belong to Jesus and don't live to please him and keep his commandments, we will deny Jesus by our actions. So don't be like Peter, who denied Jesus. Peter felt so low. Look, he's miserable. Let's shoot on to our next picture. Do you know, girls, what is this here in the picture? Could somebody tell me, what is this game? Yes, Maggie. Snakes and ladders. Do you like playing snakes and ladders? And isn't it great, girls, when you play snakes and ladders, you land on a snake's head. Isn't that super? No, but what happens if you land on a snake's head? Yes. Oh, you go back down. If you went up there to 22 and land on the snake's head, you go zoo, way back down to 11. And that's what happened to Peter. It's like he landed on the snake's head when he denied Jesus and slid away down. But isn't it good, girls, when you play snakes and ladders, you land at the bottom of a ladder. Isn't that good? And then if you landed there on number 2, you could shoot up to 12 or 15, you could shoot up to 24. And this is wonderful. When we let Jesus down, girls, when Peter let God down, that wasn't the end. He went down a snake, but God would lift him up with a ladder. Let's see our next picture. So after Jesus died, girls, you remember the third day he rose from the grave. And that night, on the Sunday night, he met with the disciples, including Peter. He told them to go to Galilee, where they came from, and he would meet them there. So they head off to Galilee, they're waiting for Jesus to come, and they decide to go fishing. They fish all night, girls, and they catch nothing. And then they see a stranger standing on the seashore. They didn't recognize him. The stranger says, "Put your nets out the other side of the boat." They did that, and you can see they had a great catch on their nets, so that the nets were nearly breaking. At that moment, Peter, who was in the boat and had let Jesus down, he realized this was Jesus. And we see in the next picture, Peter jumped out of the boat, he jumped into the water, and he swam in to meet with Jesus. And we see in the next picture, they would have had time with Jesus, and Jesus then said this to Peter as they were having a barbecue on the beach. Jesus said this to Peter, "Peter, do you love me?" Peter says, "Yes, Lord, I love you." "Peter, feed my lambs." Jesus said the second time, "Peter, do you love me?" Peter says, "Yes, Lord, I love you. Feed my sheep." Third time, "Peter, do you love me?" Now Peter felt really hurt that Jesus had asked him three times. He says, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." "Peter, feed my sheep." Now, the reason Jesus said that three times, girls, was three times Peter had denied his Lord. He had denied Jesus three times. "Now, Jesus, Peter, I'm going to put you back up to serve me." Three times Peter said, "I love you." And girls, see, when you let Jesus down, when you go down one of those snakes and mess things up, be like Peter, go back to Jesus. And Jesus will forgive your sins. Jesus will love you. And Jesus will want to use you. And Peter had a great job. He had to feed the sheep. Now, girls, it wasn't the sheep to go, bah, wasn't that type of sheep. The sheep that Peter was to look after were the followers of Jesus, Christians, people who had come to trust in Jesus. But Peter had already messed things up. He had already let Jesus down. How would Peter be able to do this? Well, girls, I've got a wee friend with me here to help work this out. We'll see in the next picture who this wee friend is. Okay, you know Olaf? This is Olaf, and he does singing and talking. Sometimes it's hard to get him to be quiet. Maybe he's like somebody in the GB. Right, if I press a button, Olaf will talk, okay? You want to hear him? Olaf? It's not working. Any idea why it's not working? Why do you think it's not working? It's working. Okay. Yes. I haven't got batteries in. Well, actually, I do have batteries, but it's turned off. I wasn't going to try them. So the power isn't coming to Olaf. And for Olaf to talk and sing, we have to put the power to him.
"Hi, everyone. I'm Olaf, and I like warm hugs."
Oh, he likes warm hugs. Is it? Okay, so Olaf is now able to talk and sing, and we hard to shut up, right? Because there is power coming to him. Without the power from the batteries, he wasn't able to talk. Now, with the power coming to him, he is able to talk and to sing. And girls, for Peter to be able to feed Jesus' sheep, for Peter to be able to talk to people about Jesus, he needed power. And so Jesus went up into heaven after 40 days, girls. That's where Jesus is now. And we see in the next picture, he told his disciples to wait in Jerusalem and to pray, and he would send great power to them, girls, through a person called the Holy Spirit. And we see in the next picture that after a number of days, the Holy Spirit landed on them. It looked like flames of fire. The Holy Spirit came upon them, and all of a sudden, Peter and the other disciples became so brave, and they were able to talk to people about Jesus and even talk in languages that they had never learnt. And we see that in the next picture, a great crowd came and wondered, how could this be? These people, they're not clever people, but now they're able to talk to us in languages which they have never learnt. And Peter, do you remember, who had run away when a little slave girl said, you're a friend of Jesus? Peter now was filled with the Holy Spirit. He now, girls, like Olaf, had power from God and was able to stand up and say, listen, Jesus, who used people in Jerusalem had put to death on the cross, he has risen from the dead and he has gone to heaven and he has sent us this Holy Spirit who's helping us do this. And the next picture we see, girls, that the people then said, what shall we do? They felt so bad because some of these people, girls, had shouted about Jesus, crucify him, kill him, kill him. And they realized they'd done something so bad that the Lord, God, God's Son, they had put to death. And they're thinking, what do we do now? We have been wrong. We haven't treated Jesus the way we should. What should we do? Peter said to them, repent. That word repent means, girls, to change your direction you're going. They were going away from Jesus. No, Jesus, we don't want you. Peter says you have to turn around. Hug Jesus. Accept Jesus as your friend, your king, your savior. And that day, girls, 3,000 people, men and women and children, came and trusted in Jesus as their savior. They became new people through the power of God coming into them. Let's see our next picture, girls. Do you know who this is in the picture? Sorry, I haven't got anything frozen too. I haven't gone to see it yet. So who is this talking to Anna and Christoph? Who's it? Can anybody remember the name? Yes? It's a troll. Can anybody remember the troll? Yes? Begins with P. Yeah. Papa, that's right. Papa or grandpappy. That's who it is. And do you remember the story of Frozen, the first one? That Anna had a frozen heart because of her sister Elsa. Her heart was frozen. Do you remember what Grandpappy said to her? See the next? Click it on there. Only an act of true love can thaw a frozen heart. And girls, in many ways, our hearts are like Anna's. Our hearts are frozen. They're hard because of sin. And the only thing that can change our hearts that we will love God and love Jesus is an act of true love. And the greatest act of true love of all was Jesus dying on the cross so we could be rescued from our sins. And the only way, girls, we can be changed from those who say, Jesus, I don't love you, I don't want you, I'm not going to trust you, to girls who will love Jesus and follow Jesus is if God, the Holy Spirit, will bring into people's hearts the love of Jesus, which he gave as he died on the cross. Girls, I wonder, here's a question. Has your heart been thawed? Has your heart been changed? Mums and dads, I hope you understand that Christian is not just somebody who goes to church. I went to McDonald's yesterday, girls. That didn't make me into a hamburger. Going to church doesn't make you into a Christian. How you become a Christian is God's Holy Spirit changes your hard heart to become a heart that will love Jesus and trust Jesus. Jesus calls this being born again. And I wonder, girls, mums and dads, grannies and grandies, have you been born again? This is so important. This is what GB is all about. Because you cannot go to heaven, Jesus said, unless you are born again by the Spirit of God. Girls, remember Olaf? The power was not in him. And now the power entered him. I wonder, has God's power entered you to change you so that you love Jesus, follow Jesus? Not be like Peter when he denied Jesus, but be like Peter when he stood up and said to the people of Jerusalem, trust in Jesus, repent of your sin, and accept Jesus as your Savior, as your Lord. Let's pray together, girls. Close your eyes, bow our heads as we talk to God. Loving God, we thank you for the story of Peter. And Father, we thank you that although he messed up, that was not the end. His life was changed. Your Holy Spirit gave him power and courage to follow his Savior. And I pray for each of these girls. I pray for their parents, their grandparents, for all family members here today. Oh Lord, give them that grace to love Jesus, to trust in Jesus, to be born again by the Spirit of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.